Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, talk about Caddyshack and Rodney Dangerfield.
We weren't.
That's the funniest golf show there ever was.
Golf show. Yeah. I'm sorry, Caddy. That's a strong take you got there, sir. What is it again you're saying? Caddy, what? I love
this guy. Caddyshack.
I've never heard of
him. Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield's in a movie called...
Have you ever seen Caddyshack?
What's Caddyshack?
Caddyshack is the movie with Rodney Dangerfield.
He's saying candy.
He's just
candy
telling me that Rodney Dangerfield's in it. Wait, are you thinking of Easy Money, where he played a photographer? And no, that, you're thinking of Back to School with a very young Robert Downey Jr.
About Caddyshack.
About what?
Caddyshack.
Rodney
Dangerfield.
Is Rodney Dangerfield in it?
Yeah, he was. They had the big golf bag, and he had the radio, and he was following around.
He's what?
You never heard of Caddyshack?
What's Caddyshack?
It's a golf movie. You gotta watch it. You'll laugh your butt off.
What's it all about? Is Rodney Dangerfield in it?
Yeah, it's all about a golf movie.
It's about a golf movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
What movie?
Caddyshack. C-A-D-D-Y.
Wait, there's a movie, Caddyshack, that's about a golf movie called Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Very confusing. You can understand where I'd be a little bit befuddled by what you're telling me here. So I was pretty familiar with Rodney Dangerfield's work.
You've never seen Caddyshack.
I've not even heard of what you speak. What is tell me the plot. All you've told me is that Rodney Dangerfield's in it and it's about golf.
Oh, it was about a, it had, Ted Knight in it.
Ted Knight?
Yeah.
I love him. He was the guy, the silver-haired guy from Mary Tyler Moore Show. He was like, Is that who you're talking about, Ted Knight?
Yeah, you got to watch Caddyshack.
What's it called again?
Rent it or get it on Netflix or whatever.
They got it on that black box or whatever they call the little vending machine outside the CVS's?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Caddyshack.
C-A-D-D-Y-S-H-A-C-K.
Yeah. Is there two H's?
I don't know. What is that?
How many H's are there? Yeah, Seth, a question for...
Is there any relation to...
You will love it.
Any relation
to... There's Ted Knight in there.
Knight. Any relation to Caddyshack 2? I've seen Caddyshack 2. Does that have anything to... Are those separate?
No, this is Caddyshack. This is the original Caddyshack.
No, Caddyshack
2 is different.
Caddyshack 2, I've heard of. I've never heard of Caddyshack before. Caddyshack 2 with Jackie Mason. That's the one you're talking about, right? Like, hey, it wasn't Rodney Dangerfield. It was Jackie Mason. He's like, hey, with the mic. Chop liver? You want to play some golf at my golf course?
The second one where he rented all the people?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Caddyshack 2. There was no Caddyshack. It's just Caddyshack 2. There was nothing before Caddyshack 2.
There's Caddyshack. There's two of them.
No, get out of here.
They called Caddyshack. There's Caddyshack and Caddyshack 2.
No, it's just Caddyshack 2.
I've never seen a Caddyshack. It's with Rodney Dangerfield.
Who?
And you will laugh your butt off.
I'm already laughing. It sounds very funny, but so Ted Knight, you're telling me the silver-haired dude from Too Close for Comfort, from Lou the Mary Tyler Moore Show, he's in this film too?
Yeah.
Who does he play? What does he play? Play a lawyer or something like that?
A golfer too.
A golfer too. It's a judge.
Yeah.
Oh, well, is he a lawyer or something like that?
It's called Caddyshack.
Wait, no, you're thinking of Caddyshack too. Ted Knight wasn't in that. He had already died.
No, Rodney Dangerfield was Caddyshack. That was the first one.
Who's in it?
Rodney Dangerfield, Ted Knight, and I don't know who else was in there, but it is hilarious.
Is Dan Aykroyd in it? Because Dan Aykroyd was in Caddyshack too. I think he played like this groundskeeper guy, and he was like, "There goes the varmint."
He's the one that blew all the holes up, and the guy said, "Get the golfers."
In Caddyshack too.
Get all the golfers. He said, "No, gophers."
Huh? I don't get it. That joke wasn't in Caddyshack too.
No, it's called Caddyshack.
Hey, can you do me a favor? We're doing a little experiment. Could you turn the radio up in the background a little bit while we're talking? I just say, well, you have to monitor the FM modulation frequency. So can you just turn that radio up in the background while we're talking to you? I know we probably told you to keep it down, but I want you to crank it up a little bit for me. It's going to make this even better.
Okay, I got to get up.
I'm sorry.
I got two broken kneecaps.
Oh, gee, we didn't pay his debts.
Get up.
How'd you get those broken kneecaps? You didn't pay Guido back?
No, I got an accident.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, geez.
That's what they're calling it.
Two kneecaps.
Probably shouldn't have made him get up today.
An ankle.
Huh?
A right ankle.
Broken right ankle. Or uncle.
I thought he was talking about my dead uncle.
Yeah. All right, can you hear it now? Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better, yeah. If you turn a little bit up more, that'd be better. But it's okay. Don't get up again. You got those kneecaps.
I had to get up because my radio's away.
That's perfect.
But yeah, it's called Caddyshack.
Here we go. I'm sorry, wait. What's the movie called again?
It's called Caddyshack.
Who's in it?
It's Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay, all right.
Ted Knight.
Uh-huh. Who else?
The guy that...
Kevin Hart?
I love Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he's funny.
Hart. Is he
funny.
In it?
What about Jim Carrey? Is Jim Carrey in it?
I don't know.
Him.
I don't remember at all.
I think Dane Cook is in that, I heard.
Will Ferrell? Will Ferrell's in it too, right? Hey, wait, you're not thinking of Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler. That's a golf movie that's really, really funny.
No,
that's...
He's the one who had that. He had the golf hockey stick.
The golf hockey stick, right?
Yeah, Caddyshack.
Yeah, that was Caddyshack.
Bob Barker.
Price is wrong, bitch. So what's the one you're talking about?
It's the original Caddyshack.
See, I'm looking, Drew, and I see Caddyshack 2, but I don't see a Caddyshack 1.
Me either.
That's the problem.
I'm looking it up on the NetPix that you mentioned, and I don't see a Caddyshack 2, a Caddyshack 1, just Caddyshack 2.
Why would they come up with a Caddyshack 2? If they didn't have a regular Caddyshack to begin with.
There was a break-in 2 electric boogaloo, and I'm pretty sure there was no break-in 1.
No. Well, all right. Whatever you got to do, look it up and watch with Caddyshack.
Who's in it?
Rodney Dangerfield.
He's losing steam.
That night.
Yeah.
They had the...
You take drugs, Danny?
Oh.
Huh?
I say, you take drugs, Danny?
Do I take drugs? Yeah. Oh,
Can I get you something to drink? A tuna colada?
It's easy to grin when your ships come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
You know what that's from?
That sounds like
Caddyshack 1. I've heard of it. 72757. I was just gonna keep saying lines from the movie until he picked up what I was putting out. But we could have been here a long time. Oh, that was real. Noelle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Noelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is it Noel or Noel?
Noel.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's Christmas.
Oh, I got it right then. Okay, good.
Yes, not many people do.
Thank you.
So I have sleepovers like all the time with my girls. And like I have 4 girls and there's always girls at my house. So
okay, all right. Get the address.
I don't know. It's, you know. And they go to girlfriend's house all the time.
What's going on at
these? I don't want people to think it's like.
What's going on at these girl parties? How old are you, and how old are these girls you're hanging out with?
I'm not. I'm 34. My oldest is 13, and my youngest is 7.
All right. So at any given time, you got like a handful of girls over there just doing girl stuff.
Yeah. Well, mostly it's nowadays it's YouTube and.
Yeah, that's all they want to do is watch their YouTube and.
you wear leather at the parties?
No.
You sure? Because we're looking at your Facebook. We're looking at your Facebook photos. And there's sure a lot of you in leather.
Oh wow, that's a hell of a sleepover.
Who's that dopey looking guy? Is that your? Go back to that. Her and that dopey looking guy.
She's in great shape.
Come on, man. Is that? That's not her man. Anything?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's her man. I don't know if we want to call him a dope.
Now let's focus on your hips for a moment.
How many crunches can you do?
You look like you do a lot of abdominal workouts.
I actually haven't worked out in a couple of years. I don't have to work out. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Don't hate me.
No, I do.
Is there a leather daddy in your life?
A what?
A leather daddy?
What does that mean?
You know?
Leather daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy's I don't know what that is.
Oh, wow. Mo's a leather daddy.
Mo's a leather
yeah.
daddy.
Yeah. Oh,
you got you a Mo in your life?
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Are you sure you don't work out at all?
Man, come on. You got all these pictures of your traps and your lats over here. These must be old photos on Facebook.
That's like 2 years ago, but no, I don't actually have to work out.
So do you like to be tied up?
I'm claustrophobic.
Do you like so you like to do the tying up? You're the type to do the bondage as opposed to have the bondage done to you.
I'm more dominant, yes.
Oh, you're dominant. So have you tried the Amazon position?
The what?
The what?
The Amazon position.
They're like free shipping in 2020.
Seriously, Google that later. That's the position for you.
The Amazon.
Yeah, you'd love that. And John, it's meant for you.
Okay, you
wouldn't like the Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intrigued. Hold
I'm
on.
Look into it, though.
Is that like free shipping with Prime?
No,
like,
it's something.
I already made that reference. Hold on. Amazon
I don't
position.
Know what that means.
Okay, here we go. It's a woman on top position. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Right.
So.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google that.
It's like you'd woman.
So I would bend my knees and then bring my legs upward.
I need some pictures.
You would squat down so that... Oh!
You got to see the video. It's crystal clear when you see the video.
Yeah, this is... there's also the kneeling and the reverse.
Google that when I'm not driving.
So I found...
go ahead.
I found it. It's like the pros and cons of the Amazon position.
Right. What were
the, this position is highly intense with reduced... Can I say the P word? Ends with Asian?
No.
Okay. Reduce that, making it perfect for couples with penis size issues.
Oh, do you think we have small wieners? Is that Kevin?
No. It seems like something, John. You have to see it in action to do it justice.
The female is in control of the majority of thrusting, and thus she can control the speed and depth.
That's kind of probably what you'd like to do, being a dominant female, eh?
Here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you called about your daughter's sleepovers and whatnot.
She's trying to make sleepovers great again, girl.
I know, and I appreciate that. but we take some weird twists and turns.
Let's have an adult sleepover.
With her.
All
right, an adult female dominatrix. Yeah. With just me, John, and this lady. Because we're the only ones into probably what she's into.
Yeah.
I have size problems. Yeah. So.
She may not be. I don't know what her physical status is like, but from what I'm reading, that there can be pain associated with the Amazon to the knees and legs of a woman. It takes a lot of lower body strength.
You got a lot. Well, I mean, did you see her core?
Yeah, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I just want to make sure she can hold me.
Can you hold him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. She sounds like she can hold you. What when you say you're a dominant lady, keeping our license in mind for the FCC, what does that mean you're into? Like, do you like electrified nipple clamps on guys, or like, what do you?
No.
All right. Good. Just asking.
Biting? Can we?
I'm sorry. Did you say biting?
Yes.
Ouch.
You ever choke your man?
Yes.
Why do you want to bite me? What is that? What's that all about? That hurts.
I promise it doesn't.
I promise it does. I don't like to be bitten. I don't want to be nibbled or gnawed at or anything like that. You keep your teeth away from me.
Are you into furries?
No.
Oh, easy.
I don't like hair.
You're really not invited now.
You don't want to see my private parts.
I don't like beards either.
Oh, God. I'm out too,
No beards. So we're all bearded. Seth shaved yesterday, but he'll have a beard by tomorrow.
I'll shave you again, Drew.
Huh?
Before you go see this lady, I'll shave you.
My back?
Whatever.
Oh, down there?
I'll shave wherever you need shaving.
Oh, you give her a nice... clean view back there.
I'll give her like a 2 on the sides, fade it in.
Blend it a little bit, would you? Thank you. All right, well, thank you, dominant lady. It was really nice speaking with you about sleepovers and your dominance and whatnot.
We'll do more sleepovers.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
Boy, she does not know what just happened.
Oh, she's like, I just tried. My call got hijacked by their stupid fetishism.
She's pro sleepovers, and we twisted that right around.
And she's also pro biting. Which, why? You don't want to be bitten?
Nobody wants to be bitten. Not seriously.
You do? You?
Phoebe enjoys it. I don't mind it. Over.
Wait, doing the bite? You do the biting?
No, I don't bite. She bites.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, she likes it. I don't.
You got any battle wounds you can show us?
Are you talking breaking the skin? What are you talking?
No. But I mean, she does it all over the place.
Ooh, like inner thighs?
Around there.
Oh, wow. Love Bites by Def Leppard.
She's into it.
I've got so many questions.
Go ahead, ask them.
Does she ever bite your wiener?
Yeah.
What? Well, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's a thing with her. Talk to her. I don't know.
Well, we're talking to you.
Yeah, I can't believe
that. Oh, she wants me to bite it.
Does she ask before she bites it, or does she just bite it?
She used to. Now she just bites it. I've said too much. She's at the park with my child and dogs, and I'm besmirching the mother of my child. And my first wife.
Wow.
Guys, you do bathtub pegging. I mean, this
hey,
is
man, not- we're not saying we're above reproach.
No, yeah.
Now I can call her this and mean it, right? Like, I've never been able to call somebody that and actually mean it. Like, usually I call someone that as an insult.
I've never heard that word ever.
I didn't know that was
oh,
a
you
thing.
Have it? Oh, that's in my litany.
And I'm actually, I'm yeah. offended for Seth right now.
That's a great one.
I'm not approving you to call my wife that.
Well, but I mean, I'd just be basically
is
calling
there,
her by what she
is
does.
Is there supposed to be an R on the end of that?
No.
Oh.
It's more
oh.
of like a nibble, Drew.
Like a knob. Like,
no, there's no noise associated with
oh,
the
there
nibble.
Probably is. You don't
probably
know.
Probably is. Yeah, she's probably going like,
no, there's no pain.
I can
right?
see her like,
okay, well,
okay. No blood
pain.
Or anything?
No.
She's not a vampire.
Not yet. But I'm open to anything. I'm an evolving sexual creature. Everything's on the table. Except everything that she won't let on the table.
Love Bites. Who knew? God, I think you know a gal.
I've revealed everything about myself. It might be time to retire soon. I've got nothing left.
Are you not entertained? Love Bites. Sing it, Def Leppard guy. Joe Elliott, I think, is his name. Love bleeds, but no bleed.
No. I'm open to it, though. Blood's cool as long as it's mine.
So many great Seth Kushner quotes today. All right, when we come back, I promise, it's time to say goodbye to something you've been allowing your kids to do for a really long time. We've got that next. It's okay. It's not okay. Take us to break, Def Leppard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.